I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got a very interesting show for you again this evening, jam-packed with information as usual. And we'd like to start off this evening by giving everyone the toll-free numbers so that you can phone in and ask questions or make comments about anything that's been presented on ET Yoga or anything on your mind concerning consciousness, yoga, extraterrestrials, etc. So those numbers are in the USA. That is 887-876-5227. And that's Canada, 888-815-9756. Okay, first off, I'd like to thank everyone that has been emailing in comments and questions, and that connection can be made at paperfungo@yahoo.ca. That's paper, as in paper, fungo, F-U-N-G-O, at yahoo.ca. And I'm very appreciative of the comments that have been made over concerning the shows over the last 6 weeks or so. And I know that the listening audience has increased about 500% over that period of time. And I'm very appreciative of the numbers of people that are contacting me with questions. I try to get back to everybody. And I'd like to mention that at the top of the show, we talked about this evening's program would be some tips regarding increasing your frequency, and also continue with Bashar information. And I think that clearly this Bashar information is not only amazing, but the people who are cluing into it now, I think, are going to be on the riding edge of consciousness going into the 2012 period. And the reason I state that is that Bashar has been coming through Darulanka for the last 25 years or so. Many of the New Age information, such as The Secret, Law of Attraction, all that kind of thing, in my opinion, all came directly from Bashar. He was teaching this information 25 years ago. And people like Abraham Hicks and Marilyn Magician. By the way, if you haven't heard about Marilyn Magician, I would suggest checking out the Creative Camelot Club. It's on the net, and it's a very not only interesting, informative, powerful website. And Marilyn has her book out, Merlin, and she is a connection through Merlin, and she's a great source of information. I think you'll really enjoy the website. And so starting right off with tips to increase your frequency, I can't think of any better place to start than with water, because it's the most simple thing that we have access to, and yet it is a perfect reflector of consciousness. Now, if we would have said this about 10 years ago, it probably would have just kind of passed on like most sentences. with varying degrees of people accepting or not accepting. The really nice thing about making this comment today is that thanks to the experiments and discoveries by Masaru Emoto, that's E-M-O-T-T-O, he has a book called The Power of Water, and he's proven that water is a perfect reflector of consciousness. In fact, if you check out his website, and I know there's about 20 different website connections, but when you do a little bit of surfing there, you will find one in particular that actually shows visually on your computer how the molecular structure of water is actually changed. And when you see these beautiful crystals shaped molecules based on love and positive emotion is put into water, and when you see how dysfunctional or ugly actually some of the molecules are when hate and other types of negative emotion are put into the water, it is truly a vivid reinforcer of the concept that water is a perfect reflector of consciousness. And if you want some really detailed information on how that impacts activating your latent DNA, I suggest Patricia Corey's book, No More Secrets, No More Lies, where the Surians go into some very great detail with respect to this concept. And what are some of the ways that you can increase your frequency using water? Well, because it's a perfect reflector of consciousness, it's also a perfect reflector of sound and visual image, as well as, you know, your intention putting positive emotion into water. And because Beethoven and Mozart music in particular has been also proven to be beneficial with respect to your DNA, then my suggestion would be to play Mozart and Beethoven music near the water source that you use. For example, I like to use 18-liter jugs of pure water. Ideally, these are glass jugs, not plastic. And this can be done, for example, half an hour at a time playing the music. You can also use crop circles. Crop circles emit vibration, a frequency. At least the valid ones do, and my suggestion there to cut your time down looking for valid crop circles would be to go to Sacred Geometry by Janosch. That's J-A-N-O-S-H. And you can put crop circles around, tape them to water jugs or containers, and the water will be reflective of those vibrations. Another interesting idea that was passed on to me was to put a crystal in your water. Now, crystals emit a vibration that is basically a transition from this dimension to the next. And Master Kathumi actually gave an approximation of how strong crystals can be with respect to their vibration. And he said that the average person on the scale used would vibrate at about a 400 cycle. Very advanced spiritual beings would be about 900 on that scale, and the crystals would vibrate about 4,600. So you can see that crystals certainly emit a very, very high vibration. And, of course, sitting in water would also emit that vibration to the water. Obviously, with the intent at some point of drinking that water. And another interesting one that I haven't tried, but is Moldavite. Moldavite, according to Patricia Corey, is the star seed stone, and clearly Moldavite, if you hadn't heard about it, is extraterrestrial. It doesn't come from Earth. It came from a meteor that crashed so many thousands of years ago, and it's a very rare stone. I know that in Canada, I spent about 2 years trying to find a piece, and eventually did. It became sort of a quest of sorts, and now, on an alternating system of wearing things, I personally like to wear the Syrian seal that I got from Patricia Corey, and those can be obtained, actually, by looking up the Syrian Revelations and Patricia Corey's material that's on the website. And the Syrian seal is very powerful, made of copper. I also wear two tetrahedrons, crystal tetrahedrons. And those are not expensive either. I think the Syrian seal was around $35. These crystal tetrahedrons, you can look on the internet, you can pick them up for about $45 each. And of course, I recently picked up a Babaji Yantra. It was about $50, but the money is all donated through very good sources in India. And these can be looked up under Babaji Yantra. Those are new, and for those of you who are connected with Self-Realization Fellowship or have been involved with Paramahansa Yogananda's teachings, you'll recall the line of gurus in that system. And as I recall, Paramahansa Yogananda's guru was Sri Yukteswar, and his guru was Lahira Mahasaya, and his guru was Babaji. And Babaji is considered one of the high beings in creation. And he has recently designed and passed this information through Dr. Raj Gopal, who we had on our show a ways back. And since having him on the show, I've purchased the Babaji Yantra, and very pleased with that. And let's see, I also, of course, wear my chunk of Moldavite. And I'm just trying to think. The interesting thing, I guess, about these, especially the Moldavite, is how it affects your upper chakras. And for those who can find Moldavite, you can use it as a meditation centerpiece. Or in my case, what I did was I went and had a clasp made and put it on a gold chain so that I actually wear it all the time. Now, if you're very interested in sound technology, and I guess I should say at this point that, as usual, I always recommend to listeners that they kind of have a paper and pencil handy, because lots of referrals are going to be made here this evening to websites and concepts and ideas, and you may want to research those later. And with respect to those sound technologies, Earl B. Hall's site at Atlantean Healing Technologies has the Metatron tapes. Now, these were healing frequencies that were passed down. He has a set of about four CDs. I have these. I think they're about $25 each. So it's a $100 investment, or you can buy them individually for $25. And these are fantastic tools for New Age. Also, through the American Botanical Pharmacy, those who are interested in getting thorough detoxification, the best products I know in that area are from Dr. Schultz's American Botanical Pharmacy and his products. He also sells the superfood. I know many people out there are interested in losing a few extra pounds, and a great way to do that also is just eat the superfood. It contains all the vitamins, minerals, nutrients, all natural, organic foodstuffs. And, you know, you can just eat that for a couple of weeks and drop a few extra pounds as well. Another amazing site is information about Egyptian healing rods. and that's at www.egyptianhealingrods.com, and that's Sri Ramka and Kira Ra's site. I have a set of healing rods. I've used them for the last year and a half or so, and find them to be just, they are amazing. And a Russian research lately has confirmed that doing about 10 minutes of holding these Egyptian healing rods, it's not only like sitting in a pyramid, but it's comparable to doing about an hour of acupuncture. And I don't know where you live what acupuncture costs, but where I live, it's not cheap. It's quite expensive. And if you can imagine that just 10 minutes a day is equal to an hour of acupuncture, you can do the math and figure out how much that would cost you in a year. And the Egyptian healing rods, I admit, are a little bit pricey. They're about $300, but a really well worth the money and the investment. Another interesting thing you can do to increase your frequency in the area of meditation is the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation as taught by Bashar. And I did a version of this on ET Yoga, and actually at my website, and my website's at Healing the Known and the Unknown, which is at www.maxwellgreensite.com. That's Maxwell as in Maxwell House Coffee, green as in the color, site.com. And there you can actually access a tape, an audio tape of ET Yoga, and the price is $19.95. And on that tape, it's full of amazing techniques. It's Merkaba technique, Pleiadian spinning techniques, the Vichara taught by Sri Ramana Maharshi, the Who Am I technique, and the Pillar of Light, as well as the XYZ extraterrestrial meditation. And I believe the advertisement on the site just focuses on the extraterrestrial meditation, the XYZ. But it is the most amazing meditation I've done. My background, yoga-wise, in the old days through Baba Ram Das and Paramahansa Yogananda and Self-Realization Fellowship. The integral yoga is taught by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So I've been, you know, I've been around a few years doing lots of techniques and yantras and mantras, and this extraterrestrial one from Bashar, I mean, to me they're all the highest because at whatever time you're attracted to a particular technique or frequency meditation, that's the one for you. But I'll just, the reason I put this one on my website is because it's a doozy. And Bashar actually calls it that as well, a doozy. And I mean, it is a doozy. And once you've done this meditation a few times, Bashar says that you're able to make connection with any source at any level. Quite an impressive recommendation, I would say. Now, in addition, on the website, the MaxwellGreenSite.com, there's actually a recap of suggestions by the Pleiadians. Now, the Pleiadians have mentioned there are five things that you can do to optimize your spiritual growth that don't take a lot of time. One of those is the Pillar of Light, and I'm not going to go into detail of that, but that was one of their suggestions. The second was visualization and intention. And by the way, intention is a power word, intent. And when energy is put intent, like a cone, it magnifies its frequency. And they also suggest that everyone get involved with some form of deep breathing program. And the best way I know how to do that is through pranayamas, through yoga. They also teach the spinning technique, and I don't know why, but I've never heard anybody talk about the spinning technique except me on ET Yoga. This information came out way back when the classic ET book, Bringers of the Dawn, was written by Barbara Marciniak, and the Pleiadians go into the detail of the spinning technique. And I've been doing it ever since. And why have I been doing that ever since? Because they tell you to work up to 33 spins a day according to the technique that they teach. And when you can do three sets of 33 a day, or 99, they say, and I quote, "We'll see how long you stay on the planet, or at least in this dimension." So you can take that for what it's worth. But that's an amazing technique. And drinking lots of pure water was the fifth suggestion that they had. And all of these are taught on that tape, extraterrestrial meditation, the XYZ XET meditation. So those are all available to go going into detail. And if you want them in written form, also at the Healing the Known and the Unknown site, you can purchase e-books, and they're both for $99. And those include about 80 pages of highly condensed information. If you like ET yoga, and the format that we use here is information, information, information. I mean, I'm hoping that you're not sitting out here listening to the radio for 20 or 30 minutes and you're not hearing anything new or something that you can check out, you know, and it's wasting a lot of airtime. And there's no time wasted in those written documents either. And they go into the whole mental side of approaching healing, as well as the mental aspects around consciousness, changing core beliefs, working on your beliefs, a condensed version of Bashar teachings, and also connects you to about 150 pages of other information to save you time surfing the net, because I spent, I don't know, thousands of hours putting the information that are in the e-books together. And there's some amazing stuff in there. And as I said, $99 for both ebooks. So if you're interested in things being written down, taking your time going through them, that's another source. Another great source of information is at the Bashar website, which is at www.bashar.org. And that's B-A-S-H-A-R. And two of the tapes that I suggest the most there, because there's CDs and audios and all kinds of things available there, but Changing Core Beliefs and Transforming Core Beliefs, I think these can be purchased for about $35. And those include the most powerful programs that I've ever done. And even Bashar, who you can take him at his word if you like, has said that when you finish the program of the Transforming Core Beliefs, it takes about 15 minutes a day for about 90 days. And at the end of that, you'll find that synchronicities and amazing synchronicities happen so frequently that they become the norm. And I'm going to second that comment. Now, as well as another technique to increase your frequency, I'm going to suggest the Infinity Codes of 2007. And you can just look that up in your search engines, Infinity Codes of 2007. That's Genosh material, although this one in particular is a channeling from Archangel... Michael, and it's absolutely phenomenal because it entails you going through a meditation that actually helps activate your DNA template for perfect health and well-being. And I think it's just absolutely phenomenal. He goes into some detail as to why the emotions of unconditional love, gratitude, appreciation, compassion all connect into this process of activating your DNA template for perfect health and well-being. Now, I'd also like to mention that another interesting no-cost thing that you can do is to take part daily at 12 o'clock every day, no matter where your location on the planet, to the Bashar Peace Clock. And that is where everyone spends 1 minute doing your version of a meditation or a prayer for peace and your vision on creating heaven on earth. And I think that this is a very, very, you know, important thing that we all can do, to take a minute out of our busy schedules, you know, and devote some time to creating that situation. And for those, especially in the New Age, that realize that thought creates, who have come also to the conclusion that going against negative energy is not the way to go, because it only perpetuates its existence. It's one of the lessons that we as humans have yet to learn en masse, and that is that even if you're the victor, you don't end up the victor. The way to create the kind of world you want is to visualize on it, and if enough people visualize on it, we can create it. Because just the same way that we create our outer experience with our own beliefs, thoughts, definitions, and emotions, we do the same as a humanity. And I guess for those who haven't clued in, there's only one race on this planet, the human race. And those listening to ET Yoga, no doubt don't need to be told that. Now, another interesting technique at no cost, clearly, and Bashar has really focused on this over the last couple of months, and that is that the job of the rational mind is to put a positive spin on all outer circumstances. And the mantra he suggests is that outer circumstances don't matter. Only my state of being matters. What state of being do I prefer? Like joy. And then act on the situation from that perspective. And keep this in mind, that outer circumstances do not come with built-in meaning. We've been taught for years and years or centuries, you know, that outer circumstances come with built-in meaning, and that other people perceive these circumstances similarly to the way we do. And I like to give the analogy to keeping your peace, that you are in charge and control of your peace. And outer circumstances might push your buttons, but it's still your choice. And I think we've learned that one, and learned at least the concept over the period of the last couple decades. But not this last one about putting a positive spin on all outer circumstances. There's no percentage in placing a negative emotional spin on anything. And I always call this technique stacking the deck of life in your favor. So no matter what happens, you go to a reading, a tarot reading, an I Ching reading, whatever. And I know in the old days I used to sometimes think that, oh, this is positive and this might be negative. But now I just look at it, that it's all good. No matter what you throw, it's all good. So it's all learning, and take it in that perspective. So I hope that over the last few minutes, you picked up at least one new place to check out. And like I said, things vary from no cost to small costs, and the most expensive one I know of was the Egyptian healing rod. But you know what? Those are a great tool. And tools are just that, you know, at whatever point in time you're ready for them. The other thing I should mention about those Egyptian healing rods is they do stimulate the immune system. And things like television, which lower the frequency of the immune system, can be counterbalanced with Egyptian healing rods. And also another great free trip is taking walks in nature. For every hour you're spending consumed in technology, spend an hour in nature. That's the idea. And now, I'd like to move on to the part of the show where we kind of share Bashar information. And, you know, there was a comment made a number of years ago that at some point in time, everybody on the planet's going to know about Bashar. You know, and it wouldn't surprise me because he is involved in coordinating first contact scenarios here. We went to this a couple weeks ago on one of the ET Yoga shows. So if you're interested in information about first contact, or at least the opinions that I have, you know, please email me, paperfungo@yahoo.ca. So Bashar would say, now this idea of all these ways of being that you have gotten used to over time, what does that all, as you say in your language, boil down to? Once again, I will tell you, thank you very much, the idea really comes down to definition. Definition. What you believe. The blueprint of your reality. What you believe, how you define what is possible, that's what creates the experience you have called physical reality. Because there is no physical reality. That's what physical reality is. There is no physical reality aside from what you define it to be. That's what physical reality is. So when you are taught, this is the definition, that is truth, believe in nothing else, that's the reality you get. Why? Because of the third law of existence. When you finally, if you do, realize that you are only creating that reality or attracting it, more specifically by the definition you are giving off, what you put out is what you get back, third law. By the definition, radiation, vibration, resonance, at the frequency you are resonating at, for every single belief has a different frequency. So by the frequency you give off, that determines the experience you get back that then reinforces the belief that originally created that reality experience. And on and on and on, it escalates from there. Until you break the chain by saying, wait a minute, I created this. I attracted this by what I believe is the strongest, most likely, most possible definition within my belief system structure. Well, is that what I prefer to believe? Yes or no? No? Then what do I prefer to believe without judging the old definition? I prefer to believe this instead. Then as you recreate a new definition of what you now believe to be true and apply that, implement it into your belief system personally, your personality structure, and behave as if you believe it. Critical point. Behave as if you believe it. Then once again, as we have said before, you will see quite rapidly that that belief, that definition of reality, will be reflected back to you as the reality you are now capable of experiencing. Belief, emotion, behavior, action, these are the three keys of all manifestation. Belief, as we have said, is like unto the blueprint of the house that you wish to build. Emotion, emotion, energy, motion, are the builders of the house that bring the blueprint into manifestation. That's why excitement is so important. That's why every emotion activates the strongest belief it is aligned to. So you have, if you have strong negative belief systems, what kind of emotion do you think you're going to get most strongly? Fear. Because that's what is going to activate those belief systems into manifestation. And that's what your behavior and your action is going to reflect. Fearful attitudes, fearful approaches, fearful expectations, and that whole gamut of tools that goes along with reinforcing the concept of fear. However, also you can understand that there is the other side of the coin, that by having a positive creative belief system structure, then the idea of excitement comes into play, and that emotion will reinforce the manifestation of a whole new set and array of belief system definitional structures. Then the behavior, the action, that is like the building materials and the quality of the building materials of the house that manifests. So if you know your blueprint contains a line that doesn't belong there or a line that is off kilter, and you know that your builders, your emotions, are not really into their job of building this house, and you know that the building materials, the behavior, and the actions and the thought processes are not really up to par, what kind of a house do you think you're going to get? And why should you be surprised when it crumbles to the ground? Go back to the blueprint. Find out where something doesn't align with who you are and what you know, and find the definition that doesn't work for you. Find out where you first bought into that definition. And most likely you will find, for most of you, it is through no fault of your own. You got that from your parents or your initial caregivers when you were growing up in what they believed to be true and imparted unto you telepathically from before birth. By the time you're approximately 3 of your years of age, you're usually very rigidly locked into their belief system structure because you know you had to accept their beliefs in order to survive, because you recognized, oops, these are the people that are going to take care of me. I better toe the line and find out what they believe in, otherwise they're not going to support me. So I will open up like the little innocent flower that I am and swallow every single thing they feed me, hook, line, and sinker. Whoops, that didn't taste too good. But I better hold on to it, because if I don't, they're going to get awfully angry. They won't love me. You see where all this comes from. The idea, therefore, is again, with no blame, but unconditional love, to recognize that they did the best they could with the belief system definitions they were spoon-fed, and that the idea is now to understand that you have a choice. You have come to a point in transition on your planet at this time when you can realize that you can break the chain. You can allow yourself the opportunity to realize it is the product of your definition, and you can change that definition. You can change your upbringing, literally. You can change the past, literally, because everything stems from the present. You can thus recreate yourself quite literally, very really, into a new persona, a new being, and allow the reflection of reality to be presented to that new person. That is representative of who it is you decide in this moment to be with your new definition. It's really, again, just as simple as that. But you have to go about doing it, and it starts with redefining all the things that you were taught to define, re-examining, looking at everything and saying, does this definition work for me, or what would I prefer as a new definition of this situation? Negative, positive, what do I prefer? Let's begin with a couple of examples so that you can understand exactly how this works. The idea to begin with, perhaps, would be the idea of habit. The word in your language, habit. Most of you, we have found in our interactions with you, will define the concept of habit. Something I can't seem to stop doing, no matter how hard I try. I just keep doing it over and over and over again. What's wrong with me? I can't stop. All right, fair enough. But you can see the only reason it seems to be so difficult is because of what you define a habit to be. If I may be so bold, I would like to take an opportunity now to share with you our civilization's definition of a habit. Habit. A habit is something you do that you don't know you're doing. Once you know you're doing it, you don't have it anymore. It's gone. If you appear to keep doing it, it's because for some reason you choose to. Oh, responsibility. Oh, no, responsibility. You mean I have to take responsibility for the fact that I keep doing this? I can't just foist it off on the idea that it's a habit as an excuse? Nope. Not once you know, you have the habit. It's like the idea of being outside of the forest in order to know that you were in a forest. You have to be able to be outside it in order to look back and say, oh, yes, that was a forest. Up until the moment I got out of it, it was just a bunch of trees. But now that I'm standing outside of it, I can see it for what it was. It was a great and vast forest. And now that I can see it, that means I'm no longer in it. So when you know you have a habit, that does not mean that it's the beginning of the process of changing it. It means it's the end. You don't have it anymore. Now, if you keep appearing to do it, it's because you have a definition of the habit that says, this is difficult. Now that I'm aware of it, I have to go through some lengthy process full of struggle and effort in order to divest myself of this horribly difficult behavior pattern. I know this is just going to take years and years and years. Well, ask yourself at that moment, what would you be getting out of it to allow it to take so long? How is it serving you to procrastinate at knowing that you don't have it anymore? That's where responsibility comes in. And again, in line with the idea of redefining things, take the negative definition off responsibility. It doesn't mean blame, or it certainly doesn't have to be. It doesn't mean burden. It doesn't mean struggle if you don't want it to. Responsibility is the ability to respond. Period. Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want the ability to respond to something, to be creative, to act? That's what responsibility is, your ability to respond instead of react to these ideas. So take responsibility, demand responsibility, insist on responsibility. Believe me, it's the most fun. Because when you take responsibility, you are at choice. You are self-empowered. You know you have the ability to choose. You are free to choose. That's freedom. That's self-empowerment. That is also effortless alignment with the unconditional love of the infinite. And by being yourself that way, that, as we already have illustrated, is how you perform the best service to everyone else. Because by being yourself, you then can share the gifts you have spontaneously, creatively, and thus everyone benefits by you just being you. So look to those definitions, find out what they are, and recognize that by transforming those definitions, when you hit upon the definition you had and recognize it doesn't work for you and replace it with the definition that does, you will feel the change within you instantly. You will then feel revelation. You will feel the expansion. You will know you are a different you. And I mean that literally, not figuratively, literally. You will be a different you because what you consider your personality to be, your persona, is in a sense nothing but a projection, a mask, a presentation of consciousness. Your personality is not literally who you are in total. Personality is constructed of those three things as we talked about, belief, emotion, and the idea of action behavior. And as you change any one of those three, you change the person, literally, that you are. Again, I mean literally, not metaphorically, literally. No matter what you think you look like in the mirror, I still look the same. You're not the same person. Trust me, literally, you are not the same person. The idea of appearing to have the same face is an illusion of continuity that you use as a form of convenience to guide you in the physical reality. But it doesn't mean you are actually the same person. And if you understand that when you make a change, when you make any change, if you understand you are really, 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 really not the same person, then you do understand what that means. And I'll tell you, it means that if you really, in the next moment, are not the same person that was there a moment ago, then the you are now doesn't have the same history. You have no more connection to anything that was connected to the person that was there a moment ago that you used to think you were. You are literally, at that moment, zero, free to be whatever you define, all the way up and down the timeline, because past and future come from the present. What you define in the present is what you are on all levels of experience. You change everything. Look at it this way, by analogy. Imagine in your mind, if you will, right now, in what you call your imagination, a blue cube. It has six blue sides. Now change one side and one side only to red. There are now two ways to look at this. you can say as is representative of the way that people on your planet have typically thought, well, there's that blue cube, but one of its sides has changed to red. But it's the same cube with one red side. Or you can say, wait a minute. A cube with one red side and five blue ones is fundamentally a completely different concept than a totally blue cube. Therefore, that means it is a completely different cube. It is not the same cube. It has no connection to the blue cube. It has no history. Nothing that impacts the blue cube impacts the cube with one red side. Unless, and there's that clause again, unless the cube with the one red side says it should be impacted by the belief system structure of the blue cube, but that's the cube's choice. Why do you choose to be impacted by things you say you don't prefer? Motivation and definition, they are powerful allies. Definition, motivation, click, reality. If you choose something that you say ostensibly you don't prefer to choose, if you have this so-called habitual behavior, the idea is to look to your motivation because you are never without motivation. Never for a second. Never without motivation. You are always motivated to choose some definition, some belief system. You don't need to be motivated. You need to understand where your motivation is being placed. That's the key. So, if you find that you seem to be reluctant to do something, that on one level you say, well, that's what I would really prefer to do, why do I keep choosing to do this instead? It means you must, by some definition you have in your mind about this thing, be motivated to choose this instead. That means you might have a negative belief system about what it might take in order for you to really live your joy. And so because you might think it is a struggle, too much pain to make a change, or I might fail if I want to move into my joy, and that's too much to bear, you won't even give it a shot. You'll say, oh, I'm much happier just playing it safe. And so you are motivated to keep doing what you have always done, no matter how painful it might be. You're motivated because you have a belief that to change would be even a greater pain. So get in touch with those beliefs, with those definitions. Find out what they are, because that's all that is stopping you from doing anything and everything that you desire to do. That is all your definitions are. That seem so solid. They weigh nothing, but when you believe in them, they're made of steel. That's the true nature of a belief. A belief has to be self-perpetuating, self-reinforcing, and has to, by its very definition, with few exceptions, exclude the possibility of any other belief in order for you to experience that belief totally. But with the foundational addition of the underlying belief that all beliefs are just beliefs, that all reality experiences are just the product of definition, then you can experience whatever belief you want as fully as you can, and then in the next moment change it just like that, because you know that's all they are. That's the key. Be flexible. Have the underlying foundational definition that there is no reality except what you define it to be, and then you can experience any reality to its fullest, and then in the next moment experience a totally different reality, because you will really know for a fact that you are in the next moment a completely different you, and that means a completely different universe. Totally, completely, absolutely. Every change, no matter how you may define it, is to seem small. Every change is a total change. If you have an equation, A plus B equals C, if you change any one of those variables, does not the entire equation change? Of course it does. Change any component whatsoever, then the entire equation is different. The entire equation is totally different. I'll give you for now one more important definition, fear. Fear, 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 fear. Fear been your friend for a long time. If you were to treat it like a friend, you would get more out of it. Fear, pay attention. Fear is your natural tube vibration filtered through a belief system that is out of tune with your true core self. Excitement is your natural vibration filtered through a belief system that is in alignment with your natural true core self. Fear and excitement are the same energy. You experience them differently because of what you filter them through. analogy you have on your planet, the occupation referred to as piano tuners. When you're playing your piano instrument and you find the sound of the music pleasing, and then all of a sudden you come across what you call a sour note, plunk, 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 do you run away in panic and go and hide in the closet? I shall never touch my piano again. No, you say, I required to tune the piano so that the note becomes harmonious with all the other notes. Each key is like unto a definition, a belief. When you come across one that gives you the sensation of fear, all that's telling you is, hey, pay attention. You have a belief in this area of your song that is out of alignment with the whole rest of the piano. Fine-tune it. Bring it back into harmony. Don't run away. Explore it. Bonk, 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 bonk. What would I have to do to tune this? How would I have to redefine it? How would I have to tighten the string in order to bring it back into tune, into alignment? Play with it. Find out until finally it's back. Explore what that definition is that allows you to feel your very own energy in the model called fear. Because also the paradox is, and paradox is a very powerful tool. When you make a friend of your fear, aha, fear, oh joy! When you know your fear is there to tell you something you want to know, you will invite it in. And miraculously, instantly, your fear will vanish because you will have transformed it into first curiosity. What could this mean? And then joy, by being willing to explore what means for you. That is how you use fear. It is just a knock at the door. Pay attention to this. This is something you want to know about yourself. This is something you need to know to integrate within yourself to become more of who you are. And wouldn't that be fun, of course? So pay attention to the fear. Don't ignore it. Feel it. By all means, feel it as fully as you can, and then dive into the unknown, dive into the fear. Let it wash through you. Feel all the sensations that go along with it, and then let your fear ignite you, ignite your burning curiosity. What could this possibly mean? What definition would I have to believe in order to experience my own energy in this way? What could it be? I wonder. Then explore, find out what you believe, find out what kind of definitions you have about reality, and rewrite them. Reinvent them, redefine them, be creative, and use your imagination. That's what it's for. Once you do that, I guarantee, and not only do I guarantee, the infinite has guaranteed, you will get the result of the change that you make as long as you make it on all levels. Thought, word, deed, belief, emotion, action. Complete the circuit. Believe in your beliefs, as you always have, and reality in the universe and the infinite will always support you, as it always has. But it can only support you to the degree and in the direction you believe is most true for you. But it is up to you to define what that truth is, because the secret is all truths are true. That's the nature of the infinite. Otherwise, it wouldn't be infinite, now would it? All truths are true. All are equal and valid. Choose which is you and live that truth until you change your mind about what it is now in the next moment true for you. And live in that truth until you change your mind, until the excitement shifts direction. Follow that excitement every moment, no matter what form it comes in, follow it. Act on it the best of your ability because that's who you are. Even though it may not come to fruition in the way that you think, even though it may not live up to your expectations, follow it because it will put you where you need to be. Because excitement is the thread you need to follow. And how things look on the surface, because the surface is an illusion. It's the feeling. It's the knowing that counts. Follow it, because that's who and what you are, and that's really all there is to it. That's what it's all about. And therefore, I urge you, we're not telling you what to do, because as we said, we have enough to do without going around telling you how to live your own life, but we strongly suggest for your own ecstasy, we strongly suggest that you live your dreams instead of just dreaming about being alive. We leave you with that. And as usual, on ET Yoga, I'd like to wish everyone my sincerest wishes for your success in creating full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And I hope you'll tune in again next week. Good night.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.